Good morning. We continue with Chayadim Hilchus Shabbos, Klal Gimel, Simen Yud. And Chayadim was talking about a case where a non-Jew was working on the premise of the Jew, and the concern is even if it's the case of a Kabbalah with Tzitza, and the person did not ask the non-Jew specifically to do the work on Shabbos, but there's a Maris Ayin, it looks like he asked the non-Jew to do the work on Shabbos, and a case where a person asked the non-Jew to do the work on Shabbos, even if it's a Kabbalah with Tzitza, is Osir. Now that is the concern that the Chayyadim presents. We mentioned that there are other Poskim which do not accept this concern of this Chashad, but the Mishabura does Poskim like this Chayyadim, and that it seems to be the standard approach amongst the Poskim. We did mention Ramosha limits the Chayyadim. Now I want to address another point over here. There is a svar which is brought down in Halacha, specifically in Siman Reish Ayin Vav, that when a Jew asks a non-Jew to do an action, and this action can be done in a way which is permitted, or in a way which it is prohibited, the non-Jew chooses the prohibited way, which is arguably the more common way of doing it, but since there is an option of doing it otherwise, the Jew is not over a mir la'akum. The Jew is not transgressing mir la'akum by asking the non-Jew to do the work. So the Jew asks the non-Jew to move a ner, move a oil lamp. Moving an oil lamp is asur on Shabbos because of muksa, because it causes the oil to come closer to the wick and increases the brightness of the wick, etc. There's going to be multiple concerns over here. The Jew asked the non-Jew to carry it and move it. He didn't say that he has to move it with his hands. He can move it in an indirect fashion. There are other ways of doing it which would be permitted. So that is permitted because that's not what the Jew asked him to do. So regards to this of Amir Lakum, that the Jew gave a directive to the non-Jew to do something wrong, he did not do so. He said a statement which can be construed in multiple ways. The non-Jew, of his own volition, chose the prohibited way. So that addresses the concern of Amira La'akum. But there theoretically is a Maris Ayin along the lines of what the Chayyadim is saying over here. Here the non-Jew is together with the Jew. It's like they're in the house. The non-Jew is doing something which is prohibited. People will see it and they will say, oh, the Jew told the Goy to do that. He told the non-Jew to do that. So there's this Maris Ayin in this situation. So why are we not concerned about Maris Ayin? In this heter that the Ramah is saying in Siman Reish Ayin Vav, why are we not concerned about Maris Ayin? I do want to point out, even that situation, we said, even if a non-Jew does work of his own volition for the Jew, the Jew has to make some type of a mechua. So the case here was the Jew had said, don't do that, and the non-Jew chose to do it anyway. The Jew does not need to do any more. The Jew made it clear that that's not what he wants the non-Jew to do. The non-Jew chooses to do it because it's more convenient for him himself. The Jew does not need to offer money in that situation. Okay. So I think you have to differentiate between the different types of languages. Certain actions, the language is the standard way you command it or ask for it is includes the malacha. There's a spill on the floor, and the Jew asks the non-Jew, on Tuesday, he says, mop the floor. He doesn't say clean the floor. He says, mop the floor. That's the standard language that we use. We see the non-Jew mopping on Shabbos. Mopping includes in it the Isser of Schita. People will say, oh, the Jew told the non-Jew, quote, mop the floor. That's a problem, Marisayim, because you're not allowed to tell the non-Jew on Shabbos, mop the floor. But let's say the Jew told the non-Jew, they see the non-Jew washing the dishes. So what are they going to say? The Jew told the non-Jew, wash the dishes. Now, there are different ways of washing the dishes. You can use hot water. You can use cold water. You can use soap. You can not use soap. You can use sponges. You cannot use sponges. Pretty standard is to use hot water with soap, with a sponge, etc. But that's not what he said. He just said, wash the dishes. So people are not going to say, oh, the Jew told the non-Jew to wash the dishes with hot water together with a sponge. They're just going to say, he told the non-Jew to wash the dishes. So there's no Maris Ayin in that situation. The only issue which we have is, is when the non-Jew uses hot water and he uses a sponge, is he doing it with the directive of the Jew? So that's this argument that that's going to be not included in the directive of the Jew. Now, not all the poskim accept that, since some argue, since the standard, the way we wash dishes is with hot water with a sponge, etc. So when the Jew says wash the dishes, that's what he means. So that's going to be a problem of the Jew actually telling the non-Jew to do work. We don't extend the heter of the Ramah by case of Muksa to other scenarios. Those who argue like that, Rav Silberstein amongst them, in his Sefer Melachim Amnayach. But in Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn's Sefer, on Amir al-Akam, he brings in a footnote from Dayan Roth, the Tzatzal, that Dayan Roth, who was the Rav of the Satmar Kehila in Borough Park, suggests that this type of idea, and he says that as a limud schus, why people are not careful about this on Shabbos, he says that it's a limud schus to be that they have this argument that that's not really what they said. They didn't include the directive of how to do it in a way which is prohibited. Therefore, since there is a permitted way, even though the non-Jew chooses the prohibited way, it's going to be mutter. Have a good day.